American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank, document page 392. Here is the translated text as follows. 360X, American State Trials. I have enough to attend to my own business without running theirs. Now, go out there and bring in Julius Fisher, a photographer, and all these people to try to prove that the Negro Albert McKnight lied. By the mere movement of that sideboard, which Mrs. Selig and her evidence says was put back in the exact same place every time they swept, you try to break down Albert McKnight's evidence. Gentlemen, Albert says that the sideboard had been moved, and you know it had been moved. Albert McKnight stood not where these gentlemen sought to put him, but at a place where he could see this man Frank, who came home sometimes between 1 and 2 o'clock after he had murdered the girl. He didn't eat his dinner, but hurried back to the factory to keep his engagement with Jim Conley, who had promised to come back and burn her body in the furnace. Do you really believe that Albert would have told that lie? Do you believe that Albert's wife, in the presence of Albert and Craven and Pickett, honorable and upright men who worked for the Beck and Gregg Company, the same firm that Albert McKnight works at, would have done so? And do you tell me that George Gordon, a man who poses as an attorney and wants to protect the rights of his client, sat there in that presence and allowed this woman, for her husband, to put her fist to a paper and swear to it, which would consign her to the penitentiary? I tell you that that thing never happened. The reason Manola McKnight made that affidavit, corroborating her husband Albert, sustained as she is by the Seligs, biased and prejudiced and willing to protect their son-in-law as they were, is because it was the embodiment of the truth and nothing but the truth. As honest, unprejudiced, and unbiased men, you know it. And you know he didn't eat anything in that dining room. Yes, I know he didn't eat. Don't you know you can't sit in that dining room, says Mr. Arnold, and don't...